Welcome to the Word from the Ancient Path, stories and sermons for the journey from Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Job. Now, La Senda Antigua was founded in 2011 in Jovellanos, Cuba, by Pastors Jose Santiago and Yamile Cruz. My wife, Tani, and I serve as U.S. ministry coordinators for the work of spreading the gospel in Cuba and beyond. Now, this program is meant to be an encouragement and a blessing to you as we share testimony of how God works extraordinary things in and through ordinary people, people called to the work of bringing good news, connecting in Christ, and building the kingdom. Well, today our Season 5 Farewell Tour continues with part 2 of a message from Pastor Jose Santiago entitled Thanksgiving, given to La Senda Antigua in 2020. Now, he calls on us to show up for worship with grateful hearts, and he's been teaching us from Psalm 103, where it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Now, when we left off, Jose was teaching the first of three reasons or aspects of God's actions toward us for which we should really be deeply grateful. And number one is that God forgives all our sin, all our iniquities. And when we receive Christ and our sins are forgiven, we begin to see things differently. And so now, the conclusion of Thanksgiving. When we're at peace with the Lord, we're at peace with ourselves and with everyone else. As the word says in the book of Philippians, the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts. And even as we go through so many crises and so many problems that many times we have to go through, people might look at you and ask you, how can you be so calm with everything that's going on in your life right now, the junk you're going through? How can you be so chill? Well, because this is peace that passes understanding. Peace that only comes when we're counting on God, when we are content in the Lord. Now, when God has washed us and forgiven all our sins, and when every day we come before his presence and we recognize ourselves as we are, as sinners, my beloved brothers and sisters, God will wash us and forgive us once again from all sin. And that's why I tell you this about the Lord tonight, that the greatest gratitude in every action of thanksgiving, beloved brothers and sisters, that it should all start with this, because today you are a new creation. Today, you are a child of God because the Lord paid the price on the cross and your sins were washed away, erased by the blood of the Lamb. Can you say amen to that? Aspect number two, we give thanks because the Lord, as it says in Proverbs, he provides protection. Do you know who can protect you? Do you know who it is that can provide protection for you? Only the Lord. And not only does he heal you, but he rescues us from a pit of despair, from the pit of despair. Listen. I mean, a lot of folks have every possible physical resource for life at their disposal. But I want to remind you of something. You might know some of these folks, and you might also know that if they have not quite literally come to know the peace of Christ, then it is as though they have fallen into a well. They're in a pit, my beloved, and they need to be rescued. They need to emerge from the darkness of their affliction, from a despair that is without hope. But for me, God is my bodyguard. You remember we anointed several holy days just as this crisis was getting started, when the country had closed up everything, and we felt moved by the Lord, and so we called on the church, and we said, okay, we're going to anoint the doorways of our homes and every part of every house. We're going to do this with oil, believing in the divine protection of the Lord. You remember? Listen, only Jesus saves. Say that with me tonight. Say that with me. Only Christ saves. Only Christ saves. Saves. My house can be protected by an alarm system, and I have one, and it's really good. But my trust is in Jesus, because if Jesus doesn't guard my house, everything else is in vain. You can strive, beloved. You can wash your hands every day with bleach. You can disinfect everything about you right up to your tongue. But if Jesus is not your bodyguard, who's going to keep you safe? I mean, what purpose does all the rest of that serve? God is our guardian. No one can save you like the Lord. Now, like we said at the beginning here tonight, it's not only our physical bodies, but most importantly, our spirit. Who can guard your spirit? And who can care for our souls? Who can care for our spirits? Jesus instructed his disciples that they shouldn't fear. They shouldn't be afraid of anyone who could take their lives. And if he was right here, right now, Jesus would be saying to us, listen, don't worry. Don't be worried about your life. There is no need to fear that some crisis or some illness might take your life away. Be worried instead about the one who could take away your salvation. Be worried about the one who could kill your soul and your spirit. And Jesus told his disciples not to be worried about that one that could take their lives. He said, don't get caught up in all the miracles you see happening around you. It's better that you would be concerned that your name is written in the book of life. Be awed that your name has been written in the book of life. Oh, there's a precious old hymn that says, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. In the Spanish version, it translates closer to, when the roll is called up yonder, I will happily say, I'm here. One day, we're going to be in the presence of God. One day, something is going to cause each of us to leave this world. What you need to concern yourself with most, my beloved brothers and sisters, above all other things, is that your sins have been forgiven, that you have counted on God. Concern yourself primarily with the guarding and the care of your soul, so that one day when we are there in the presence of the Lord will call out your name and you can raise your hand and happily say, I'm here. And aspect number three, we give thanks to God also for his provision. Can we say amen? We give thanks to God first and foremost for what? Remember? Because he pardoned my sins. Because he washed me with his blood. And number two, I give thanks to God for his protection. Because God has guarded us. Because God has been good. And number three, we give thanks to God for his provision. The word here says that God is the one that crowns you with favor and mercy. You can say, he hasn't left me. How many of you will say that out loud tonight? God has not left me. Let me tell you something else. God is not going to leave you. He has not left you. He's not going to leave you. In the word in Psalm 37:25, David says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. Brothers and sisters, God has not left you. He's not going to leave you. For others, there might be nothing, but for you, there will be provision. The Lord has opened the gates of heaven and he has shared with us. And there is no scarcity, right? And there will not be scarcity. In the name of Jesus, there will always be provision in the homes of the righteous. There will always be provision for a church that shares. There will always be provision in a church that cares for the poor. There will always be provision in a church that takes care of the widow and the orphan and the helpless. God will always extend his hand and bring provision. And there's something here that I want you to always bear in mind. It's right here in the verse where it says, he crowns you. Now, when I was meditating on this word and considering what it means, I was contemplating those three words. He crowns you. And I thought, now, when he crowns you, where does he put that crown? Does the crown go on your feet? Do you carry the crown around in your mouth? No. God takes the crown and he puts it on your head because it is something that's over you. Go ahead and take your right hand right now and place it over your head and say it with me. He crowns me. This is the favor of God over your life. This is the grace of God over your life. This is what God places over your life. This thing that is established as a crown, it's a principle that God has established over you. I mean, you might be asked quite often how it's possible that in the middle of so much crisis, so many problems, too much need, and so many other things, well, how is it that you can be as you are? Well, it's because God crowns you. He crowns you, and it's not an accident. There's no coincidence here. This is blessing. This is God's blessing over you, church, because he is the God who crowns us with his mercy. God crowns you with his blessing. You have so many reasons for thanksgiving. You can look around you right now, and you see you, and you see me. You can see your family, and you can see how God has been good and how he has guarded you personally. How he's guarded Jovellanos, how God has guarded Cuba. I mean, listen, we feel the loss. Even as we've only seen those very few, those 80-some cases of COVID here, we do feel the loss of 80 people who have left us and their families are grieving right now. There's pain. But it's not like in some other places. We have many reasons to give thanks to God. We need to give thanks to God because He's blessed us and He has guarded us, and because we know that come what may, no matter what happens, God is by our side. And so I'm going to invite you to stand up tonight. I want you to get on your feet right here in this hour. And I would like for you, if it's not too much bother for you, if you sense in your heart, if you feel it in your soul, I want you to talk to your soul tonight and say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And tonight I want you to be able to give the Lord this prayer of thanksgiving. I want you to be able tonight to simply say, "I want to thank you, Lord." Don't be thinking about how many other people need to be giving thanks to God or about other people for whom you have seen God provide. No, 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 no. Think about the one who needs to give thanks, my soul. Tell God, "This is with me tonight, Lord. This is, this is between you and me, Lord. My soul blesses you. My soul praises you tonight. My soul gives thanks to you tonight." Listen, church, I want you to give thanks to God in this moment. I want all of you to be able to say with all the strength of your heart, "From the most profound place deep within me, Lord, my soul gives thanks to you. My soul blesses you, Lord, for so many things." Now, we've talked about three things today, but there are so many more. For life, for breath, for sight, for the capacity to get up and walk, for the strength that you give us each day, Lord, for each morning as it dawns, for the rain that falls, for so many things. Lord, we thank you because we're able to give you thanks. Because you've been so good, you've fulfilled your every promise. And so we place our hope in that yes behind each of your promises, God. And we pray, Lord, that with spiritual eyes, we'll be able to look all around us and not see things the way the world does. Church, give him thanks for what you've received, for so many things. And take notes, write it down. Let me encourage you that when you get home, you take out a piece of paper. Look, I got up this morning and I wrote down the names of every child in this place. And that alone gives me 1,000 reasons to be thankful to God. So think, write it down, take notes, and I'm telling you, you are going to discover that your reasons for thanksgiving are countless. And if there are circumstances that block you from thinking about that, maybe something weighing on your mind that keeps you from making the list, just roll back to what the Lord tells us to do. Just simply say thank you. Give thanks to God because the angel of death has not shown up to cast his shadow over us. Give thanks because God has guarded Hovellanos. God has guarded our family. God has guarded Cuba. Give him thanks because even the doctors and the medical professionals who are working have been guarded and kept free from the disease. Give God thanks. Don't get caught up in what you can't do or don't have. Give God thanks for what he has done. Just be thankful. Live a life of thanksgiving. And ask him, say, "Forgive me, Lord, if there's some way in which I failed to be grateful." I mean, sometimes we get caught up in other things and too few words of thanksgiving are escaping our lips, you know? Maybe the world needs to hear us say, "Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord, for the way you have guarded us and cared for us. Thank you for the way in which you have provided for us. And we praise you and we bless you tonight, Lord, because you have been good and because you have been faithful, God." God, church, your God has been faithful. Your God has guarded you. Your God has been faithful. And we give you thanks tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that all of us, each of your children gathered here, will be able to return to our homes understanding the many, many reasons we have to be thankful. And that we will rejoice and we will have many reasons tomorrow for saying thanks to you. So send us out now with your blessing and allow us, as we have been blessed, allow us to be able to bless others. Allow us, Lord, to take this word that you've placed on our heart and take it to other people who need you, to other folks who maybe in this moment don't understand how to process what's happening. Help us, Lord. May the blessing of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit be over all of us and over all of your people now and for eternity. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. So So this brings us to the end of our time for today. Thanks so much for being with us. Now, our work depends on the partnership of dear friends like you. You can find out more about what we do and how you can walk alongside us on our website, ancientpathministries.org. You can like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Ancient Path Ministries. I'm Pastor Kevin Jobe for Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. Until next time, may God bless you richly. Go be the church.